Becoming Helen. This is my somewhere. These are my spaces and surfaces luring me endlessly about. With this hunger in the middle of me, here is where I come to sniff and drool, to shovel, chomp and swallow. And here, there are the somebodies that I love and know by their warmth and scent, by the quiver and heft of their touch upon mine. Here is where I collapse when I am tired, disappearing into jumble dreams and nothingness. Out of nowhere, I have another somebody, wiry and strong. I did not ask for this. Curbed, confined, I bite and kick, and I am hot, demented in her grip. Though sometimes, lately, insistent in her touch, my somebody other comes to still me in her folds, tapping with her game of lines and dots, and sometimes, tapping back, I feel her urgent pleasure more than mine. Today she leads me from my lonely humming nowhere, out into the lapping, dappled balm and rotten sweetness that I love, to this cool gush where I sometimes stumble go to quench my thirst. Merry inside as I splash and drink, she taps, now tugs at my icy fumbler, pressing it to her swallowing place and then to mine, and there, in the shape of her vibration, comes the sudden unspooling, rogue unravelling, a single thread of marvellous recollection. Wa-da! From here to there, I stagger, gasp, and back again to tap and jab, knowing at last the meaning of her game, that this is water, and this is pump, that she is Anne, my teacher. These hands, these lips, this wind that blows, this handle that turns, and cup that pours, these things, they all have names. I know now that this special somebody who I run to, pillowy and sweet, is mother, that here beside her is father, whiskery and square, that with these names and somebodies, I will join and shape my everywhere.